Al Segunda wants you to take just 15 seconds a day to dream. He wants you to dream about what you want. He wants you to dream about the course of action that you'll need to make your dreams happen. Al Segunda joins me now in studio to talk about his new book titled The 15-Second Principle, Short, Simple Steps to Achieving Long-Term Goals. Hi, Al. Nice to have you in.
Thank you for inviting me.
If it's so simple, why haven't people been doing this?
We get overwhelmed. We think we've got to do everything at once. We have these things that I refer to as emotional log jams, the way real logs get jammed in a little aperture. Mm-hmm. Well, we try to do so much and we think things are impossible. So I invented the 15-second principle for myself first because I had so much passion and so much fear. And the fear was winning out. And I said, well, could I at least take one action? Can I at least, I call it the threshold of activation? Mm-hmm. Can we become activated for maybe even 15 seconds and then make decisions on what the experience is like rather than false and fearful perceptions?
All right, follow me on this now. When you think about putting a clock or a time limit on anything, it seems to me that that just adds to the pressure. Like, okay, I got 15 seconds, and if I don't come up with something in 15 seconds, I've failed again.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds.
All right, all right.
Put even more pressure.
No, it's a symbolic amount of time. That's a great question. It's not, you don't have to use a stopwatch, but it's basically, can I do something? Someone who's been complaining about going back to school for 10 years mm-hmm. and has not done anything, the 15-second principle would say, is there one millionth of an action that you could take now that would get you closer to the cap and gown? And that might just be call information, get the number of your local high school, junior college, college, and just make the call and ask what's going on with the new syllabus, what's going on next semester. Break the ice. 0 to 1. Plato said the hardest part is the beginning.
Is the beginning. That's true. Well, you know, it seems to me we all dream. All right. We all dream all sorts of wild dreams about things that we would like to do or situations that we see ourselves in. When is a dream just a dream, and when is it a delusion?
Ah, well, a delusion is my thinking I'm going to play for the Lakers.
Mine too.
there are things that are in our realm of possibility, but we just get so psyched out thinking the journey is going to be too long, thinking that we're not smart enough, thinking that it's too late, all of these negative voices. So what I say is, welcome in all of these voices. If they're there already, you might as well welcome them in rather than debate them, fight them. But what you don't want to do is to give all of that negativity the voting rights, you see. When they get to vote, then they get stronger and stronger. Rather than saying to all those negative thoughts, the 15-second principle took me 10 years to write. It's a short title, but it took me a long time. And every time that negativity came up, which is daily, I go, thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. And now we're going to take one more action, one millionth of an action that will get me closer to my sitting here talking to Tony Cox.
All right. This is sort of the Al Segunda version of the Nikes. Just do it.
Just do it. However, we get psyched out by just doing it. So what I usually say to people is, look, I have a problem. Al has a problem, which is true. I love swimming. I hate getting wet.
That's a problem.
What am I going to do? And that's really about everything. It's getting started. It's breaking the ice. It's going from 0 to 1. It's inertia. There's positive inertia and there's stagnant inertia. If I sat on my couch last night watching TV, there's a good chance I'm going to be there again tonight on the couch. If I went for a walk yesterday, there's much more likelihood I'm going to go for a walk today.
Do something today. Let me ask you this, because you actually have a written contract, an example of it, written inside the book. And like any contract with fine print, although yours is not in fine print, it has an escape clause.
Yes.
Yeah, explain that.
Yeah, see, well, you're good. You're good. You're calling it a contract. I put some sugar on it. I call it an agreement,
okay,
Tony.
Okay, an agreement.
So the agreement says that I'm going to pick something that's been driving me crazy. No one else is giving me all of these thoughts. I give them to myself. I'd love to do this, but I can't. I'd love to do this. I can't. Pick one of them. Just one of them, and say, okay, in the new year, this will be your New Year's resolutions, okay?
Okay.
And that is, pick something that you want to do and you're going to commit to doing it for a minimum of 15 seconds, not a maximum. You're willing to go from 0 to 1 to see what the experience is like Baskin and Robbins gives those little taster spoons. What's the experience of the ice cream? What's the experience of this thing I'm taking on? And then I'm going to make a decision after the 15 seconds. Was it so painful? Was I in such misery? Is this something that I thought I was going to like, but it's really not? I'm really not cut out for this. Then there's a back door saying, okay, I lived up to my commitment, and I can stop now. Now, the second part of the 15-second principle agreement is this. I have to forgive myself if I drop the ball and don't even do anything for 15 seconds, because the tendency, Tony, is for us to beat ourselves up.
Al Secunda is the author of The 15-Second Principle, Short, Simple Steps to Achieving Long-Term Goals. He joined me in our NPR West studios here in L.A. Al, a pleasure to meet you, and keep dreaming.
Bless you.
Chicago's own Von Freeman, the tenor saxophonist, is no spring chicken, but his career is blossoming. A special rebroadcast coming up.